Buenos dias. Welcome back to the Cafe Economies podcast, episode number 5. We are halfway to 10. This weekend, I'm having my first guest on, which is going to be exciting. We're doing audio and visual. I'll let you wait to see who it is. I'm sure if you've been following me, you can probably guess who it is. And I'll be releasing that a week from today. So the 6th, not that really matters to anyone, but have a look out for that one. But today we're going to be talking all about confidence. Confidence and anxiety, more so like having the confidence and the belief in yourself, but I kind of feel like confidence and anxiety kind of go hand in hand. It's like the inverse of each other. If you're confident in something, you could probably say that you're not quite anxious about it, but if you're anxious about a certain thing, then I'm going to probably take a guess that you're not that confident, which is completely normal. And it happens to a lot of us. I've spoken about it in 2 episodes previous about my journey with anxiety and how obviously it was at a level that it was when I was younger, but now it's got a little bit better. And a little disclaimer about that is it's a process. Like, it's not just something. I'm not going to say something in this podcast and it's going to be like, oh my God, I'm cured. Like, it's maybe just going to get you to pique your interest a little bit. Think about something that I just said and go, oh, actually, maybe he's right there. Maybe I could try that out. And maybe that's the first domino. And it takes you a little bit of a while. Maybe it takes you a month or 2 months or even a year. But maybe that's that first domino to start seeing that thing in a different way, or start acting in that situation a different way, or whatever it is, just to get you to start working and building on that confidence or reducing that anxiety in whatever area that is. Because we all experience it in some sort of form, whether it's gym anxiety, like wearing certain clothes or acting a certain way, or our personality or whatever it is. We're all anxious. I think you're a liar if you're not in whatever domain that is. And it's obviously finding the bit of information that's gonna help you. But all of this stuff that I'm going to say could probably relate to what it is. And I want to start off with a question, which I want you to think about obviously throughout this podcast, but then maybe I'll come back to it at the end. And it's, what areas of your life could improve simply by having more confidence in yourself? Like, where are you selling yourself short just because of the fact that this confidence thing is a bit of a problem right now? And how does that look like? I think there's something that, not like visualization, but I suppose when you give it more thought, and if you really get into the nitty gritty of it and start like writing things down or visualizing it, it might spark you to want to take more action. If you can see your life being differently in your business, in your relationship, in your personal, if you can paint this picture of like, right, if I was more confident, then this would happen, then that would happen, then this would happen, then it might spur you on to try and actually do something about it. But I'm going to take it back. Obviously, a lot of this stuff that I talk about is my own personal experience. And when it comes to anxiety, obviously, I can sit here and talk about it for ages. But one of the turning points for me, because everyone gets to a point where enough is enough. Like, I think something happens, or like, I'm going to tell you what happened for me, but hopefully it doesn't get to that stage for you, because obviously it took me a long time to get there. But for me, like, back in the day when my anxiety was really fucking bad, like, I could work, I could talk to people. I mean, I couldn't really phone people on, like, to make appointments and whatnot. But I remember when I lived in Tenerife, and this is probably like peak anxiety for me, so really low confidence in this certain area, and my confidence was shit in socializing. I could not socialize with people my own age or be in certain situations that I just didn't feel comfortable in. And one of those situations was clubbing. I fucking hated clubbing. Now I look back on it and be like, well, it's not really your thing. Like, that's completely fine. But back then I was 18. I didn't really know. Like, everyone was just going out and everyone was into it. Everyone, like, everyone that I knew, all of my friends were doing it, but it just didn't quite sit right with me. And it's something that I always wanted to try and solve. I put it off for a long time when I lived in England. When I moved back to Tenerife and I was there after a few months, there was a girl who turned out to be a girlfriend in the end, now ex-girlfriend. But I remember when we were first talking, she invited me out to go to a beach club. Again, kind of same thing, clubbing, really not my kind of place to be in, and made me really fucking anxious. She invited me out to go there, and I remember I was out with my cousin in the day, and we walked about 40 minutes from one beach to this beach club to get there. And I got outside and I physically could not go in. Like, I could not, I got so anxious and so worked up that I just couldn't go in. Like, I walked all that way, dragged my cousin out to come with me, and I ended up going home. Like, it was that bad, I ended up going home. And miraculously, the girl still carried on and didn't think I was a fucking weirdo. I mean, she didn't know, I'd made up some bullshit excuse that I couldn't go in. But she invited me to go out in the evening and go out clubbing in the evening. Again, same situation, I was shitting myself, but I got to the point and I was just like, this can't keep going on. Like, I'm going to miss out on whatever experiences and opportunities and whatever it is just because of this stupid fucking thing. Like, you just need to do it. Like, you just need to go out. I went out. I probably made an idiot myself. I still remember, like, because I mean, I've got no rhythm. If you know me or if you've been following me, you know I can confidently say I'm a two-step king, but I don't even think I was a two-step king back then. I remember just doing, like, I don't even know. I was, like, putting my hand up in the air. I think I did that for like the whole night because that's the only thing I knew. I was so nervous. I was sweating and everything. But the point of that story was, and it kind of relates back to all of this, is like, I'm jumping a few points along here. Like, nothing gets easier from not doing it. Like, linking back to the Doing the Thing podcast, like, I didn't like going clubbing, but I'd never been clubbing before. So how can I expect for it to get any easier by not doing it? It's the same with the gym anxiety. It's like, we don't do it because I've not been to the gym before. Why is everyone going to look at me? Well, you're not going to get any better at it by not going. I remember listening to someone talk about BJJ, and he went for a bit, and then, like, BJJ takes a long time to get better, which I'm kind of starting to realize. And that's where another bit of anxiety came from me. Let's just go on a little bit of a tangent here. When you look at, like, I don't know if people look at me and think it, but, like, obviously I do all this stuff on social media and I'm, like, posting videos of myself being like a twat and maybe doing things that other people wouldn't. So you would maybe think that I was confident in that certain area. And, like, I guess in some respects that I am. And, like, going to the gym doesn't faze me and doing all these things wouldn't faze me at all. But when I first went to BJJ, I was shitting myself. Like, I was so nervous and I was only, like, kind of going to firm it because my friend was going to come with me. But then he didn't in the end, so I had to go on my own. And it's just to show that, like, even people now that you might look at and think, oh, they're really confident, still get those sort of areas of not knowing what they're doing. And, like, I'm back off the tangent and back to what I was saying before. Like, you get that feeling because you've not done it. Like, with the BJJ stuff, it's fucking hard. Like, they just throw you in there. They don't really teach you. You almost get put in straight away. It's almost like you're... I don't even know how to describe it. It's not like you get taken away and you do like a 12-week course and, right, this is what you're going to do and this is how you, like, mount. And then you start, like, no, we don't do any of that. Like, you go straight into the warm-up, you go straight into the moves, and then you go straight into rolling at the end, which is just literally like you're basically wrestling and you're just getting absolutely fucked up. But back to the conversation that I was talking about that I was listening to on Instagram, and this guy had gone to BJJ, wasn't very good at it because at the very beginning, I think for the first 2 years, because it is so hard and it takes so long to get you to where you need to be, just to stop going. And he was just like, well, what's the point? Like, I'm not going to get anywhere. And whatever, he didn't go. And then he went back, and then one of the guys that was there, and he was just like, oh, where have you been? I've not seen you in a while. And then the guy was like, oh, well, you know, I just weren't very good at it. Like, it was just getting on my nerves. And the guy turned around and went, we're not going to get any fucking better by not coming, are you? And it's kind of the same thing with the confidence element. Like, all of these things you're anxious about and scared of, like, they don't get any easier by not doing it. You kind of have to throw yourself in that situation. And then another point with me, I suppose, again, I can only speak from experience. Like, I'm not very confident in when I speak Spanish. I don't speak a lot because over here I'm just speaking English all the time. Majority of the time, like 90% of the time I'm speaking English. Yeah, I might speak to my dad once a week, but he's not the sort of person that I'm worried of talking about, because if I say something wrong, he's not gonna correct me and not do anything. So for ages, I wouldn't really speak Spanish. Like, I wouldn't, even when I go to Tenerife, I get really nervous, or I wouldn't really talk to people. Like, I wouldn't try and make an effort with people in Spanish because of like saying things wrong. And now I've just come to the realization of, like, well, it's not gonna get me anywhere by not doing it. Like, if I get it wrong, I get it wrong. All they're going to do is either laugh. 9 times out of 10, they're not. I mean, mid-conversation, they're just going to correct you. I remember there's someone in the gym, and I remember saying it to her, and she was just like, so? Like, I'll just tell you if you've got it wrong. I'll just tell you how to say it right. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So, yeah, like, just in a nutshell, I know I went a bit of a massive tangent, like, verbal diarrhea there, but nothing gets easier from not doing it. So... whatever it is that you're worried about, whether it's going to the gym or a certain example is like wearing a certain pair of clothes, like, well, if you don't wear them, you're not going to know what it feels like. So, like, maybe try it once, see how you get on, and then try and do it again, and then again. And once you've done it the 10th time, it's going to be less nerve-wracking than the first time that you've done it. I've written here, like, our level of confidence is determined by our level of competence. So What I mean by that is like how good you are at something will usually determine how confident you are. So if you feel like you're really good in the gym, you're probably not going to feel like you're anxious. If you're really good at BJJ, you're not going to feel confident. You're not going to feel like anxiety, or your confidence will be going to be quite high. If you're really good at Spanish, like you're not going to be worried about it because your level of competence is high, so that your confidence is high. And in order for us to get to that stage, you need to put the reps in. Like you need to do the thing. I suppose that's like the easiest way that I can talk about it is just doing the thing and constantly doing it and getting more used to it. Because it's just a case of like the anxiety is because we're doing something that we're not used to, we're not familiar with. And something that I've been saying in check-ins is I feel like anxiety and being anxious about certain things gets portrayed in a bad light. Like we shouldn't be experiencing it. At least in all my own personal experience, like I shouldn't be like, why am I feeling this way? I'd always question it. Like, why am I feeling nervous going to BJJ? Why am I feeling nervous, like putting myself in a situation that I'm not used to? And now I've come to realize that I think it's actually a fucking good thing. Like being anxious about something is a good thing. Because it shows you're about to do something that you wouldn't do before. So you're going to achieve something that you probably haven't done. So if you haven't got the body that you want, and now you're anxious about doing something, okay, well, that's probably the step that you needed to take that you haven't, that's going to get you to where you want to be in terms of your body. If you act in a certain way or in a certain social situation, you're about to do something that you're unsure of, or in your business, like when I started wearing a wig on Instagram, yeah, okay, I feel like a bit of a twat in the gym, but now I've done that, it's allowing me to portray myself in a way on like social media and get my business to where I want to be. So sometimes you have to do the things that you're shitting yourself about to get yourself to where it is that you want to. And then my last final point, and I suppose a kind of wrap up with all of this, is like, you've only got so much time. I don't know, it's a bit deep to end off with, but you've only got so much time. Like worrying about what others will think or say about you is only going to slow you down to the destination that you're heading towards. I wrote that myself, and I'm not quoting anyone, I'm quoting, that's me, all right? Lewis Bolness, 2023. I'm going to say that again. So you've only got so much time. Worrying about what others will say or think about you is only going to slow you down to the destination that you're heading towards. And even if people do mock you, at least you're fucking trying. At least you're trying to be better than yourself, which a lot of people don't. A lot of people, it's easy to be comfortable. It's easy to not put yourself out there. It's easy to do the things that you're confident in and you're competent in. But when you're going into areas that maybe you're not, and this is where you're getting a bit anxious, that's where it separates people. Separates the great from the good, or the good from the average. God knows, one of those. But yeah, hopefully that's helped, and hopefully that's incited something. And back to that question that I said at the beginning, like, what areas of your life could improve by simply having more confidence in yourself? And not even confidence, maybe just throwing yourself into a situation and just seeing what happens. Thinking, I'm not very good in this situation. I feel a bit uncomfortable, but you know what? I'm going to throw myself in there and see where it goes and see what doors and opportunities open for you. Hopefully this episode has incited something. If it has and you've enjoyed it, please, as always, share the podcast onto your stories, to your friends, shout about it. We're going to have the guest on next week talking about his experience and hopefully getting some good bits of information there. But as always, do better, be better. Live better.